Now, you've always done earth changes, and I'm very, very curious how you got to the subject of possession. I mean, that's it seems a world away. Maybe not.
The original information that I received in 79 dealt with earth changes, and then there was another series of things that happened in 1980 and 81, which was about the borderland, which I knew nothing about. I didn't even know it existed, which is, you know, it's the realm of spirits and ghosts, and when the soul leaves the body, and these different levels that it goes to before returning to earth as reincarnation. And I didn't understand any of that, and it was really difficult for me to fathom it because of my Catholic background. You know, those were things that I just wanted to stay away from the devil, stay away from all that stuff. And then in my book, Notes from the Cosmos, I included, you know, a chapter titled Crisis in the Borderland, which was based on those visions. And I put it in there because one of the things that the insights that I had said is that when we start to see these weather changes and geophysical changes, at the same time, we would see activity on the sun, and that would be followed by society, the consciousness of society changing. In particular, it would change with teenagers and young people. We would see the greatest change there, and they would do things that we would think at the time would not be possible. And then, of course, in late 90s, we had Columbine, and that kind of started the whole, at least bring into focus the whole violence that's going on in schools and continues to this day. And so this energy of possession was kind of in the background for me, and it was there, and I understood that there was some relationship to it, but it wasn't enough for me to continue exploring that because I didn't have a continuous series of visions on it.
Now
I had a
you mentioned Gordon, that we have been probably talking for about a decade. About a decade ago, Gordon, is when I was interviewing Father Malachi Martin, and he specifically talked all the time of possession. He was I think you know something about him, right?
Yes, I do.
And he was an exorcist, and he, without any shadow of any doubt, believed firmly in possession. And it was a decade ago. He told me that it had recently gone up about 800% in the area of his realm, which was, you know, the New York City area, the New York area. About 800, it took a jump of about 800%. Now, that would relate directly to what you were just talking about with the change in teenage behavior.
You know, I'm aware of him, but I haven't heard his tape or the interview you did with him, but I've been aware through your show, of your interview with him. But it is interesting because a lot of people of faith have been talking about possession for long time periods, and I kind of dismissed it. A lot of it is hellfire and damnation, and you know, I'm looking for some kind of substance to, you know, what's really going on and what's really happening and how is it happening? You know, how is possession possible? And so, in my out of body experiences, you know, I ventured into the borderlands, and I was able to learn more about it. Now, this is not a new thing. I've been doing this for some time, but it's the kind of thing that it was part of my own journey to understand this rather than something that I would you know, go public with. I did, like I said, include a chapter in my book, but that was about it. And it wasn't until I started getting these incredibly strong visions, and it began last September, and it was a daily thing, not a monthly or once a year, but a daily thing. I'd get little snippets of it, and it was indicating that the borderland itself has become so, I guess the word would be polluted, the lower astral realm, that the energy of there with.
Excuse me, is that what the borderland is? I want to understand clearly when you keep saying borderland, is that the area sort of in between?
It's from the physical earth. The levels that go up, of which there are seven, the lower ones are called the astral planes. It's kind of the place where you see ghosts and things of that nature. And
Okay.
And the lower one is the area where you also find the people who have passed over, who, you know, who had a lot of unresolved issues, suicides, murder, death, the whole thing. So there's a lot of violence in there, and okay. that whole area has become choked with negativity. And that negativity then is, since it's the closest level, the astral level, to the physical Earth, it's a perfect conduit for energy to flow back and forth. So if you have young people who are misguided, are lost, alcohol or drugs, and on top of that, you provide a vessel for these negative forces. We can call them demonic. We can call them whatever we want, and they can be groups. It doesn't have to be an individual. It can be a whole group of this acting as one entity, and they can literally feed on a physical person who is susceptible to it. In which case, you then see these actions that people say, he was a nice guy. I don't know how he could have ever done that. You know, you get
a lot of that all the time.
Yeah, and it's growing, and it's growing so much so. That usually when I have these ongoing visions, it tells me that it's building for something else. Something else is about to happen. Something that probably on comparison to Earth changes, and that's what's going on right now. I think we're about to see some major influence. If we look around the world, we see it with the holy war that's going on now. We see the hatred that's going on. And it's the Palestinians, and it's in Iraq, it's Iran. It seems like it's the Middle East is like a focal spot, because we've had millennia of that kind of hatred going on. And so it's a perfect feeding ground for possession.